Hello, wonderful parent. I see you. I see you searching for your child's library book for the third time this week. I see you finding their homework crumpled at the bottom of their backpack. I see you wondering why keeping track of things feels so hard for your kindergartner. And I want you to know something really important. Your child isn't behind. They're not careless. They're not irresponsible. They're exactly where they're supposed to be. Let me explain what's really happening in that beautiful, growing brain. Ages 5 and 6 are when executive function skills, like organization and time management, are just beginning to bloom. Think of it like this. Your child's brain is building the filing system right now. The folders aren't labeled yet. The drawers don't have organizers. Everything is new and under construction. Research from child development experts shows that the cognitive abilities needed to keep track of belongings, follow schedules, and manage time independently are still emerging during these years. This isn't a problem to fix. It's development unfolding exactly as it should. Dr. Lynn Meltzer, who studies how children learn, says that when we teach organizational strategies from an early age, children internalize them and carry them forward for life. But here's the key. We're teaching, not expecting them to already know. Your 5 or 6-year-old is learning to read calendars and clocks. They're discovering that time passes. They're beginning to understand that belongings have places. These are huge cognitive leaps, and they need our gentle guidance to build these skills. So what can we do? First, organization comes before time management. Before your child can manage their schedule, they need concrete systems, designated places for everything, a hook for their backpack, a basket for library books, a special spot for homework. Visual supports work beautifully at this age. Picture schedules showing the morning routine, a chart with photos of where things belong. These aren't crutches, they're scaffolding that helps your child's brain build the pathways it needs. Second, break tasks into smaller steps. Instead of saying, clean up your room, try let's put the blocks in the bin together. Then we'll hang up your coat, one step at a time. This teaches the process of organizing. Third, make it playful. There's a beautiful story in the Book of Inara called The Sunshine Helpers, where Ethan and Sophia learn that solar panels need gentle daily care to work their best. Just like those solar panels, our belongings work better when we care for them regularly. After reading this story with your child, you might create your own gentle daily routine, framing organization as caring for special things. The research is so clear on this. Children whose parents provide patient structure and gentle guidance during this developmental window build stronger organizational skills over time. You're not just helping them find their shoes today. You're building the neural pathways they'll use for the rest of their lives. Your child is learning, their brain is growing, and you, wonderful parent, are doing beautifully, with love and starlight, Inara.